of the infinite memories I have of my mother. One is among my most cherished. It was a conversation that came at the end of a three-week hospitalization when she'd received two serious diagnoses. Being the strong-willed, single-minded Pole that she wasn't a particularly good patient. But because she enjoyed living and wanted to keep doing it, she agreed to a demanding regimen of chemotherapy and dialysis. As we watched Wheel of Fortune in her hospital room that evening, she was in high spirits as she was headed home the next day. We enjoyed a long, lively chat, much more intimate and grown up than many of our more routine tete-a-tetes. I will forever be grateful for that conversation, as it was our last. She suffered a seizure the next morning and died later that afternoon, the eve of Mother's Day. Jesus prepared his disciples for his death with an intimate, grown-up conversation, promising to send a spirit who would enlighten them, who would help them find strength and direction after he'd gone. That spirit is vividly at work in the Acts of the Apostles today as we hear about the most serious conflict in the church's early history and the ensuing Council of Jerusalem. Paul had come to Jerusalem with reports of Gentile converts leading spirit-filled lives. Some Jewish converts responded by claiming that no one could be a Christian without first being circumcised, maintaining in effect that one must first become a Jew. From the time of Abraham, the Jews understood circumcision to be an indispensable sign of their covenant with God and necessary for salvation. Following the Spirit's lead and with Peter's leadership, this diverse group of believers arrived at a compromise that respected the sensibilities of the Jewish Christians while welcoming Gentile believers fully into the fold. Notably, while circumcision wouldn't be required, laws protecting harmonious table fellowship and Eucharist were retained. In every age, church members have different convictions and may have always disagreed over teaching and practice. The Acts of the Apostles provides a model and method of resolving such disputes. Reflection on scripture and tradition, keen attention to what the Spirit is doing in present lived experience, respectful debate and discussion, and prayer. Despite all the men involved, it sounds like a feminine, maternal approach, patient, thoughtful, and tolerant. Such grown-up deliberation results in what we call in our tradition sensus fidelium, the sense of the faithful. Not just one opinion among others, but a distinct and legitimate source of revelation and wisdom and truth. in things essential, unity, in things doubtful, liberty, in all things, charity. I'd love to post that motto attributed to St. Augustine and Thomas a Kempis and Cardinal Newman, among others, on every wall of every Catholic property, or plant it on every Catholic forehead. In things essential, unity. In things doubtful, liberty. In all things, charity. In all things, charity.